Greetings. We return to the topic of
meditation. First of all, we find our stable posture, whatever that your posture is. This is mine.
Okay?
Before I continue, a little note on the types of meditation that we deal with. The methods of meditation are necessarily customized to leverage your individual traits and inclinations, right? We have the creative type, we have the executive type, not only among the people we know, these are general conscious archetypes, baseline characters that have been recognized throughout the millennia among practitioners. The creative visual approach works on creating zones or islands of awareness where we abide, and to establishment of attention there, we uplift, sublimate, ascend particular strata of consciousness, and through that we are uplifted from the matrix of our conditioning. We gain a higher vantage point, we gain broader perspectives. So that's one approach. The other approach, equally valid, different methodology, is the, if one is the constructive, then the other is the destructive approach. As in, with no negative connotation, we are, instead of building up our palace of consciousness, immaculate, we are taking down the prison house of conditioning through a more analytical, more executive orientation. We deconstruct the illusions and the veils of our reality, and we thereby disentangle ourselves by shattering and cutting the veils and the shackles that hold us in this prison house. Those two diverge. However, they are complementary, and there is a third meditation, a unified approach that will come in its time where these two work in complement. However, at this time, do not be confused. We'll work on them one by one. All right? Today, I'd like to look at a method we shall call the laser of recognition. This is a deconstructive approach where we recognize our internals, all the things that emerge. We sort them into the beneficial and the unbeneficial, into the pure and the tainted. And we work on getting rid of the tainted, and we work on elevating the pure. Okay? And this is not a complete walkthrough of the meditation. There will be a complete recording separately available. What you will see here is a walkthrough. Some sections are shorter. You implement them at the length you desire in your actual practice. All right? So, we've established our posture, reasonably comfortable, present, and we come to our breath. At this point, breathing is calm, the breathing is natural, the breathing is undirected. feeling the breath in all of your body, feeling the settling down into the present moment with the help of your breath. There are no distractions, there are no diversions, there is no past, there is no future, there is simply the present now, my intention, my attention, in this session of practice. And in here, you may also engage the mantra. Again, at this point, undirected, to enhance your sense of presence. So and as the breath earlier pervaded and brought presence to all of my body, so too the vibration and the resonance of the mantra is felt in the whole of my being. You may experience a vibration, even a shaking, a certain locking down into position as your energy is activated with the concentrated use of the sound. And from here onward, we take directed approaches. As we have discussed, in the early practice, we concentrate on three centers, the lower root ground, the higher third eye, vision and insight, and the middle field, heart, emotion, intuition, and whatever that comes along with them. In each of these centers, when you attend to them, tune into them with your breath, step one, then churn them, stir them with the help of your mantra, step two. At the end of that, you will find that your consciousness has been brought to a focus and stirred. Things are coming to the surface, into your mind stream, from your subconscious mind, from things you have forgotten, things you may even be avoiding. They all begin to emerge. A neutral stance. Pleasant things come. They rise, they remain, and they fall. Unpleasant things come. They too rise, remain, and fall. All the same, do not attach to either of them. If you attach, it is your ego that attaches, and even the sacred becomes ephemeral and in time vulgar. Detachment to your mind stream. And in that detached mind stream, you come to a vantage point of neutrality. You are able to witness unbiased. These things are unworthy. These things are clutter. These things are pollutions. These things are hindrances to my growth and evolution on the path. On the other hand, these things have merit. These things elevate me. These things uplift me from the murky material world, these things are worthy to be preserved. We assort to the left and to the right, to the bin, and to the noble storage, the contents of our mind stream. And then seeing all of that as a whole, the emergent contents of our minds at a given center, we finally hone our attention like unto a laser. We have each of these at the crosshairs. We take aim. That which is worthy, we empower and elevate. That which is unworthy, we shatter and we cast out. That's the basic process. And after that, we settle again into a calm, integrated space. And I will demonstrate. In here, you will do this for each of the three centers, your root, your third eye, and your heart, attending to your physical character, to your cognitive character, to your emotional character. From each of these, positives and negatives will rise to the surface. In your physical presence, you may find there is laziness, certain natural idleness, slumping, sleepiness, and so on. Or you may find that there is a certain stamina and vigor that keeps you running, keeps you functioning, that physical embodied energy that sustains your practice. Recognize both for what they are. Acknowledge. And detailed acknowledgement is called recognition. And take note. This is this. That is that. Again, in your realm of vision. Vision includes both illustrated vision and structured thought. They all abide in this general upper realm. In there, you may have clear perceptions, lucid visions, which are good. And in there, you may also have general fog, confusion, and you may even have distorted, convoluted views, projections and hallucinations that you knowingly or unknowingly sustain. Those are not good. All right? From there, we come to the heart, the center of your emotions. And again, emotions may be grounded and wholesome, such as compassion, kindness, a sense of empathy, connected emotions that unite us with the collective of existence, or on the other hand, emotions rooted in the ego, resentment, sadness for not achieving personal aims. Every sort of interpersonal conflict, they are all food for negative, self-centered emotion. Those are not good. Universal emotions are good. Okay? So, in here, with the awareness of the positives and negatives, in the root ground physicality, in the third eye vision cognition, and in the heart emotion, intuition. We embark on a journey to each. First with the help of breath, second with the help of mantra, third with recognition and analysis, fourth with the assertion of what must go and what should stay, fifth into the peaceful integrated space. Okay? You will do this for the root, for the third line, and for the heart. And in time, for other centers as well. Here I will simply take aim at the heart. As an example, having established my calm presence and a general field of awareness, I take my breath and I bring it to my root, to my buttocks, and I feel the ground binding with me. I am heavy, but I am present. Several peaceful breaths taken all the way to your root, to your perineum, specifically the area between your genitals and your anus is the bottom of your inner pole. Breathe to a point where the presence is becoming distinct. Other aspects of your being are fading to the background. Unflinching in that concentration. You may bring on the mantra to enhance, to crystallize your concentration, and also to rattle and to churn out whatever it is that is concealed in a particular center. Initially, use the hands if you wish. Don't have to, but it may help. Just to lock the target of your breath.
Soham, soham, soham.
Feel free to give it a bit of punch. You are churning the center. You're not simply dwelling in there. You're actually churning the center.
Soham, soham, soham. Soham, soham, soham.
You may do multiple mantras per breath if you feel that it aids in your attention and brings intensity to the particular center. Adapt as necessary.
Soham.
remembering
Sohan means that I am. In your heart, what is that I am? What are the tentacles of my ego in the heart? And again, what are the elevated, pure aspects of my heart? Integrate the pure aspects and set aside the impure aspects. Holding the mantra, taking a moment, while keeping your breath distinct, reflect on the contents of your mind stream. For some there may be visual aspects, so for others there may be auditory or verbal aspects. Yet for some there may simply be a sense, an awareness that is more abstract of what is going on within your mind. Watch the mind stream, detached but vigilant. Recognize everything that is passing through you. Let your breath be the tide of your heart, lifting up, dropping down, each way bringing something to the surface and you attend to it. You are present and you recognize, worthy or unworthy. And at the end of it, you will have accumulated a stash, a set of mental contents, positive and negative, that have risen to the surface. Shift them in two. If something is indistinct, appears neutral, let that be. What is polarized, you sort. And having done that, you take aim. You gather all strength in your consciousness and you augment the strength with your breath. With every punch of breath, which is meant to go away, goes away. Which is meant to grow and rise, shall grow and rise. And for a mantra, for a sound, use the syllable HUM. Drop the Sohan here. HUM is the breakthrough syllable we employ in this practice. In here, my resentments from the other day. In here, my compassion from just before. Spell. In here, you are the exorcist of your own mental contents. And with this, tearing apart the contents of your mind, elevating, vanishing, you cut through the veils. You remove
obscurations, left and right, up and down. It is not three-dimensional, right? In dimensions of consciousness, that which we attend to will rise, that which we do not attend to and we detach from, that will fall. We detach from it by disentangling it from our ego, from our identity. And again, there is such a thing as a positive ego, pure identity that is integrated, the vehicle of the universe. Not for me, not of me, and not mine. But there is a noble ego there. Into that we deposit all that is worthy and that we attend. In this manner, we sort the contents of our consciousness through meditative practice. And having sorted and having empowered, having banished, we sit down for a calm moment of integration. We establish ourselves in neutral space. The breath is still present and flowing to the zone and the center of our choice. And in this manner, we go through the centers, one by one. In the root, breathing, soham, establishing of self-presence and attention, journey. Then, recognizing and sorting the contents. Then, taking aim, dividing, and asserting. And finally, establishing ourselves into space. Likewise, in our realm of vision, breathing, mantra, journey, recognition, empowerment, space. And again in the heart, breathing, mantra, churning, whatever that emerges, acknowledgement, clear recognition, shifting of the desired from the undesired, from the beneficial to the harmful, and finally, the assertion of the purest of our intention. It is not simply an energetic assertion, the power underlying comes from your purity. And in this manner, the three have been worked on one by one, and we come to a point of unification. We engage the breath again. Single breath flowing in, taking three branches into the root, into the third eye, and into the heart. You may feel it flowing into each one of them simultaneously, or you may feel that there is a feeling of one and a second and a third, one after the other. That may happen as it may, it doesn't matter, whichever of the two that comes naturally to you. With breathing, I am present in each of the three. Simultaneously, I synthesize them into a single field, a single energy of three branches that are aligned. If you wish in here, you may also bring the mantra along. So, Soham, Soham, Soham. like a melody. The three are aligning into a single presence and resonating, reverberating together. From there, we are crying for the crown. We have worked on internal alignment within the domain of our body. We bring our awareness to beyond. And the call of the crown draws in all the centers in our column of consciousness. The root is rising to the crystalline heaven. The third eye also ascends, and the heart too ascends. All the noble essence in each tree that we identify, it arises. And with the churning of the crown will descend, churning through your column of consciousness. And with the churning of the circular crown, purging happens, an establishment of the immaculate happens. It is the birth from above and a death to illusions. A certain luminosity will follow, holding on to that field. Unification of all that is pure within me. A celestial presence on this earth. Do not attach to it. Let it happen. It happens through you, not because of you. And so here we are, reflecting on our experience. And with this reflection, there is a sense of gratitude. And also, because we do this not for our own sake, but for the sake of the integration of all things, a dedication is an order. May what I have done be of benefit to all sentient beings. May this practice bring clarity, harmony, and peace into the world that I will momentarily return to. Through that, there is a certain backing from the collective of the universe. These things, when you do not for your own sake, but for the sake of all, they will be empowered and they will be sustained because of the mission that you share with all. In there, with gratitude and dedication, with clear intention, we come to a point of exit, conclusion. Without any haste, with no rush, we slowly exit from our meditation and return to the world of living creatures in many shapes and colors. And we move on with our lives, with the essence of what we've discovered. Okay?